the begging hand. Having sustenance and covering, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was contented with these. Anything extra he, peace be upon him, gave in charity and preached that at times of insufficiency more work is the solution, not beggary. While on the pulpit speaking about charity and chastity, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, warned against beggary, saying, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand is the one giving, the lower hand is the one begging. About the begging hand, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, further said, that one of you takes his rope and brings a bundle of wood over his back to sell, and by it Allah saves his face, is better for him than begging from people who may give or refrain from giving to him. A person keeps on begging from people until he comes on the day of resurrection and not a shred of flesh is left on his face. He who begs from people when he has what suffices him will come on the day of resurrection with his begging appearing on his face as bruises, scrapes, or scratches. He, peace be upon him, was asked, O Messenger of Allah, what should suffice him? He, peace be upon him, replied, 50 dirhams or its value in gold. The Prophet, peace be upon him, strongly exhorted against the ill of beggary and rebuilt the value of work. He, peace be upon him, explained in a practical way how to turn the begging hand into a good, working hand. Anas bin Malik T. narrated that a man from the Ansar came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and begged from him. He, peace be upon him, asked him, have you nothing in your home? The man replied, yes, a piece of cloth, part of it we wear and part of it we spread, on the ground, and a bowl from which we drink water. He, peace be upon him, said, bring them to me. The man brought them to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, who took them in his hands and asked, who will buy these two things? A man said, I shall buy them for a dirham. He, peace be upon him, said twice or thrice, who will offer more than a dirham? A man said, I shall buy them for 2 dirhams. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, handed them to him, the buyer, and took the 2 dirhams and gave them to the Ansari man, and said, buy food with one of them and give it to your family, and buy an ads with the other and bring it to me. The man brought the ads to the Messenger of Allah, who fixed a handle on it with his own hands, and said, go, gather wood and sell it, and do not let me see you for 15 days. The man went away to gather wood and sell it. He came back after having earned 10 dirhams, and bought a garment with some and food with some. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, this is better for you than begging becoming a speck on your face on the day of resurrection. Begging is not lawful except for 3 persons, one who is in dire poverty, one who is heavily indebted, or one owing grievous blood money.